What are you afraid of? Are you afraid of anything? Did you know that most of the things you are afraid of never really happen? I know a story about two little girls who were afraid. They were so afraid that... Well, these little girls were cousins, and they lived in the same house. Sometimes the grown-ups of the house would go to the evening market for groceries and be back by 8 o'clock, and the girls would stay home and play. But one night, something happened. I don't know what it was, but the grown-ups didn't get back right away. The girls didn't even notice that it was getting late and getting dark because they were having so much fun. The thing they liked best to do was to dress up, and that's what they were doing, dressing up in their mother's old hats and clothes and pretending. It was especially funny that night because one of them had her clothes stuffed with pillows, and they were tied around with a clothesline, and she was pretending to be a funny lady, and they'd giggle. Well, they were having a wonderful time when suddenly...
Someone's at the back door. Listen, there's no knocking now.
Well, there was. I heard it.
You go. I'm tied with pillows. I don't want to open it. I'll just ask who's there. Who's there? Who is it?
Why don't they answer?
I'm afraid.
I'll go get Uncle Jack's gun.
No, don't leave me here. Help me take these pillows off.
No, I want to get the gun.
I can't take them off. I can't get the rope untied.
I'll be right back. I'll get the gun and I'll...
Oh, I can't get the rope untied. I can't get the rope untied. Oh, you scared me.
I got the gun. It was in his closet.
Is it loaded?
I don't know. I don't know how to open it. All I know is this is the trigger. Are they still here?
I don't know.
Shh. Who is it?
I have a gun and it's loaded. If you come in here, I'll shoot.
Oh, I wish Rex were here. He's not around. If he were anywhere around, he'd bark at strangers.
What are you doing?
I'm getting under the table. Come on, get under.
Why?
I just feel better under here. Come on, we'll face the door.
I can hardly bend these pillows. I wish we had a telephone.
Yeah.
And I wish I knew what time it was.
I'm afraid to go out and see.
I wish our mothers would come home.
Yeah.
And I wish Rex were here. He'd scare them away. I wish they'd go away.
Don't cry. I have the gun. You know, it's a funny thing, but they don't knock unless we say something. As long as we're quiet.
That's right. Say something and see.
We've still got the gun, you.
See? Yeah. I can't sit here much longer. I'm cramped.
Just don't cry. I can't... Wait a minute.
What?
Voices. It's Mother and Aunt Alice.
What'll we do?
What do you mean, what'll we do?
Whatever it is in the back hall, it'll get them.
Oh, that's right. Mother! Mother!
Mother!
Oh, I thought we'd never get here. Well, hello, Rex. Why aren't you inside? Hi there. Why didn't you let the dog in? He was asleep out in the hall and he... What are you doing with that gun? Why, darling, what's the matter?
Well, something was out there knocking, and every time we talked, it knocked, and we didn't know. We were so scared. I got the gun, and I...
Oh, you poor darlings. What must have been his tail? When he heard us, he thumped his tail on the floor 240. Every time he heard your voice, he thumped his tail.
Why didn't he bark?
Why, he was comfortable taking a nap. He didn't know you were frightened. He thought you were just talking to him. He was wagging his tail. And that was that. He was a big dog, and his tail made a big noise. Of course, the gun wasn't loaded. Nobody with any sense leaves a loaded gun around. I know, 'cause know who one of the little girls was? Me. Fear is nothing to be ashamed of. There are some things we should be afraid of. But with a kind of fear that makes us careful, the Lord has said, "Fear not, I am with thee." And most of the things you're afraid of never really happen.